GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
What's the name of the organization? Mainers for Clean Energy Jobs. You got my copy of the news item in there with you. Jim Larek, who's in Spacious Studio 7A with G this morning for GHRT. Following up on our conversation of the report from Mainers for Clean Energy Jobs that says that fossil fuel power generators are going to lose their shirts over time if the CMP NECEC project goes through. Lots of text messages come in and people want to hear what Jim Labreck has to say. This person writes to us, what does Jim say about their claims that all this new electricity just goes to Massachusetts and does nothing for Maine? I know we're going around the mountain again on this one, but someone wants to hear it from you, Jim. There are those that say that, yeah, it's just going to go to Massachusetts. We're not going to get any benefit for it at all here in Maine.
Yes, so we're closing down and decommissioning plants, and George and I just looked at Pilgrim nuclear power plant as an example. I thought I couldn't remember if it was already closed or was going to close, but it closed in May. Okay, that's a big amount of power.
It was decommissioned, right?
Right. The other two nuclear power plants that are still existing supply 30% of New England's power. Right now, that's big. Okay, so what happens as you end up getting these plants offline? More coal-fired plants, nuclear power plants, and older, less efficient gas plants. Those go offline. You're going to. I forgot what the question was here, Rick.
Is there really going to be any benefit to Maine? Is it
not? Oh, yes.
All the benefits going to Massachusetts.
So they have a void in electricity down there. I'm sorry. They have a void in electricity down there. They're going to have to fill that void for all their customers. In order to do that, they want to do it with clean electricity. And the only place they can get that kind of quantity is from Hydro-Québec. They have no other alternative. If there was another alternative, opposition, I'm sure, would have been right up front with it and said, here's the alternative, but they have none. So now that goes in. That electricity is going to replace the electricity that is going offline and also help with the future increases in electricity consumption. So this is one New England battery. Look at the New England grid as tied to one battery. We all have to put in and we all take off from the same battery. Now, as the electrons flow, those electrons, a good part of them are going to be flowed here into Maine because that's where first on the line. Electricity just follows the path of least resistance. Doesn't matter what the economics are. Electricity, the laws of economics don't control where the electrons actually go. The electrons are going to go path of least resistance. They're going to be dropped off along Maine after it hits Lewiston. So the electrons will be getting some from. But there's 100 megawatts that is going to possibly be available for us to use that can have a major impact. And the PUC has never done the study. I prepared a paper for Governor LePage back before his term ended, and he was going to talk to the Canadians about it. And Janet Mills at that time, Governor Mills, said, keep your nose out. There's a new sheriff in town. Well, that was a bad thing because the calculations that we did and the plan that we've been working on has a major impact on Maine's economy, fossil fuel use, reduction in CO2, and the total economic impact on our electricity prices. And so to just say there's a new sheriff in town, we don't want to hear anything from you. When there's fine solutions, there's a bad choice on behalf of the new governor.
Well, back to the original premise, trying to separate the politics as much as we can, does Maine benefit from this line, yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Bottom line, you're going to bring more electricity into the grid. If you don't have that, the cost of electricity is going to go. Let's say that you shut down a couple more of these nuclear power plants and you don't have anything to fill it. What's going to happen to the price of electricity? You have bigger demands than you have supply. What is going to happen to the cost? It's going to skyrocket. There's no question about it. And these people that are in opposition to this have no plan. Again, I'll repeat, beware of the naked man who offers you a shirt. These people have nothing to offer. They have no solutions. They have no plan. To listen to these people, like our dear friend Tom Saviello over there is leading this pack, is very, very bad.
Okay.
Come through with a plan.
Ron sends an email into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. And in our minds, this takes us down to the Sunrise County. Good morning. I don't want to be a pest, but I would like to know if large props anchored underwater in the Gulf Stream, driving turbines, he writes the Gulf Stream here, okay, driving turbines would be a viable source of energy. They are underwater, safe from storms and large waves, with a steady source of water flow to drive everything. Thanks, writes Ron. Okay. Now, wasn't there some tidal project that's supposed, I want to say Eastport, I don't know. You know these things, Jim.
Yeah.
That I think there are some people under the impression that it's still out there and it's churning and it's making electricity. But as I recall, you told us that maybe that's not the case.
Oh, Professor Hill and I ran the numbers on that a long time ago before it was put in. And we said it was an absolute major loser. And then it turned out to even be a much bigger loser than what we had even calculated. And what happened was that we spent millions of dollars. And I went through some of this on one of your programs. I had all the newspaper articles of all the hype about all, you know, how this was going to make Maine the Saudi Arabia of tidal power, and politicians were using this. And this tidal power project got put in the ocean. And less than a month later, it failed, and it sat on the beach for years while DOE was still giving them millions of dollars because of pressure from our local politicians in Washington here. And the thing still sits on the beach today. It has gone nowhere. They finally gave up on it, never did another thing to it. After all the money was gone, the thing just left there, and it's gone. Tidal power does not have a chance to deal with the economics of what we're doing here today, or the energy density that we need to supply our society with the standard of living that we have.
We've been down the road before, but isn't it successful somewhere in Europe?
No.
In the British Isles somewhere?
No, I see it. No, I see no success anywhere. Can they make something work? Yeah. Can they make it work economically or even close to being economically viable? No. And the maintenance on the stuff, when you deal with the ocean and the salt air and the salt water, the electrical components all get corroded, and gears and bearings and everything all go. That's why the Navy has spent so much money on maintenance of ships, is because of the salt air. It's very, now you put the stuff right in the salt water, it's not a good idea. It's going to be, the maintenance on it will absolutely kill you.
Text from down east Maine. It was in Lubeck where they tried this, and the turbine is now sitting on the beach today.
Yeah. I wonder who's going to pay to haul it off.
Global warming, melt the ice, and water will come right in, probably sweep it right out.
There's something Josh said during the break. He said he have no faith in what's going on today. And you know what? When it comes to energy, for some reason, you know, people, they don't trust utility companies. And then as soon as the PUC makes a decision that some people don't agree with, then they don't trust the PUC. So now politicians saying we need co-ops, but co-ops, you know, as soon as they're the ones that send out the electric bill to the consumers, people aren't going to trust co-ops, you know. They don't trust the free marketplace, and they don't trust our politicians. So, I think electricity, in all honesty, even at the exorbitant prices that we pay, is the best bang for the buck. Relative to other things you buy, like cell phones and your TV cable and so forth, not only do you get the utility of the electricity to run your refrigerator, but you get all of that energy back as heat right in your home that heats your house, or your toaster, or your oven, or your TVs. All of that stuff gives you the utility of whatever device you're running. Plus, it gives you free heat to boot that, you know, nobody ever considers. So I think it's the best value. I don't recommend that we have to pay far more for ridiculous things like subsidies that are for non-viable things, but it is the best deal you could possibly get.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.